With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Those packages might be a little slower to arrive at your home before Christmas. Amazon delivery drivers are on strike in a handful of U.S. cities as they seek to exert pressure on the company to recognize them as unionized employees or to meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. Starbucks baristas also on strike today. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on Houthi rebel strikes on Israel.
The authorities say at least a dozen more people sustained minor injuries as they rushed to shelters when air raid sirens sounded just before 4 a.m. Saturday Israeli time. The Houthi rebels issued a statement on the Telegram messaging app saying they'd aimed a hypersonic ballistic missile at a military target, which they did not identify. The attack comes less than 2 days after a series of Israeli airstrikes on Yemen's Houthi rebel-held capital Sana'a and the port city of Hodeidah. Data killed at least 9 people in response to attacks on Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Pentagon says 2 Navy pilots shot down over the Red Sea this morning in an apparent friendly fire incident are okay. They were both recovered from the sea, one suffering minor injuries in the incident. It came as the U.S. military conducts airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels. U.S. Central Command says it appears that guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg inadvertently shot down the F-A-18 fighter jet taking off from the carrier USS Harry Truman. Drivers and airline passengers without reindeer and sleighs better dash for it. It's beginning to look like another record holiday travel week in the U.S. AAA predicts more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from their home between now and New Year's Day. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior, Wisconsin. The state court ruled that the work of Catholic Charities and 4 related organizations is not primarily religious, although it found that the motivation to help older, disabled, and low-income people stems from Catholic teachings. The case will probably be argued in the spring. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has unveiled its Oscar shortlist in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix transgender drug lord drama Emilia Perez was most named overall. On the documentary shortlist is Will and Harper, a movie about actor Will Ferrell and his friend Harper Steele, a man who is now living as a woman. The list will be narrowed on January 17th. This is SRN News. Alabama is profiting off prisoners in the workforce, but deems them too dangerous for parole. Correspondent Ron Taylor has more.
No state has a longer, more profit-driven history of contracting prisoners out to private companies than Alabama. Best Western, Bama Budweiser, and Burger King are among the more than 500 businesses to lease incarcerated workers from one of the most violent, overcrowded, and unruly prison systems in the country in the past 5 years alone. As part of a 2-year investigation into prison labor, the cheap, reliable labor force has generated more than $250 million for the state since 2000, money garnished from prisoners' paychecks. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 22nd, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Hector Elizondo. He is 88 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer Steve Carlton turns 80 today. Pop singer Meghan Trainor is 31. This is SRN News.